A new study by the United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows suicide rates increased 24% between 1999 and 2014. The study showed that the number of suicides increased sharply after 2006. Economic conditions in the U.S. began to worsen at that time. A recession began in 2008. The suicide rate increased for men under the age of 75 by 43% between 1999 and 2014. For women under the age of 75, the greatest rate of increase was among those between 45 and 64. The suicide rate among those women was 80% higher in 2014 than in 1999. Men are much more likely to kill themselves than women. However, the study showed the rate of women who took their own lives grew much faster than among men. The study found men are more likely than women to use a gun. 55% of men who killed themselves in 2014 used a gun. Among women, 31% used a gun. About 34% of women used poison. Suffocation is more common now than it was in 1999. When 20% of those who killed themselves used the method. In 2014, the rate increased to 25%. The suicide rate for non-Hispanic black men was lower in 2014 than in 1999. Black men are the only ethnic group of either gender whose suicide rates decreased. Experts say most people who tried to kill themselves are not successful. They say taking steps to try to convince someone not to kill themselves is important. Researchers say removing the methods people use to kill themselves, such as guns or poison, can help for a short period. This can give long-term treatment time to take effect. The CDC said the suicide rate is increasing, while the rate of all deaths is declining. It said suicide is one of the top 10 causes of death in each age group from 10 to 64 years old. I'm Christopher Jones Cruz.